Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Allcare Pharmacy. Discover a healthcare team that's always here for you at Allcare Pharmacy, Ireland's largest community pharmacy network.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.
We're just keeping an eye here on what's going on with the Social Democrats. You'll know at this stage, Roisin Shortall and Catherine Murphy are out as leaders. They made that announcement yesterday. So there are four people who could take up the role. You've got Jennifer Whitmore, who said she's thinking about it. Cian O'Callaghan, who hasn't ruled himself out. Gary Gannon, who said he's not running, not interested, not going to be a leader. He was here with us a little bit earlier on. And our colleague, RTE political correspondent Paul Cunningham, is reporting that the Social Democrat TD for Cork South West, Holly Kearns, has said now that she's going to take some time this week to consider if she will run for the leadership of the party, saying to Paul, "I'll be taking some time this week to consider and discuss all future leadership options with my colleagues, my family and my team." So we could be looking at a little race there, could we, in the Social Democrats between three of them, and Gary and Roisin and Catherine might be deciding who's going to be the next leader of that party. We'll keep an eye. Any more news on that, we'll bring it to you. Now, some locals in Cork City say they're finding discarded needles and heroin use debris close to primary and secondary schools in some parts of the city. And this has prompted residents to call for a supervised injecting centre like the one granted temporary permission in Dublin to be funded. We know how difficult it was to get that centre in Dublin off the ground. So any proposals like this are likely to be met with some opposition. But is there a way around it? Well, Brian O'Connell has been looking at this story for us. Good morning, Brian.
Morning, Claire.
So you went to an area where some people are really concerned about these discarded needles.
Yes, and it's an issue that isn't confined to Cork or Dublin, but clearly they would have some of the largest drug injecting communities. Some of those are using on the streets, and this means that needles and debris from this drug use are sometimes discarded. Now, I began on the north side of Cork City with one local resident. So this is in the St. Luke's Dillon's Cross area. He became very concerned in recent months when he began to notice more and more discarded needles and other debris from intravenous drug use. He says he tried to report these items to Cork City Council, but several weeks on, some of the debris remained, and he's concerned given how close this area is to local schools. So we took a walk, Claire, to where the needles and other items had been discarded.
I noticed this about a month ago. There was kind of used needles and citrus packets and kind of saline bottles and both used and new kind of strewn along the footpath and roadway.
We can see used saline packets here, which would be used for people who are injecting heroin. We can see citrus packets again, which is used to mix with it, and there were used needles here as well. How many?
Easily maybe, you know, 5 to 20, that kind of range, you know.
And this is an area that's quite public. We're not down a side street.
No, this is very public road. This is a high traffic place. There's a lot of children walk up and down here to primary school and secondary schools. We've two secondary schools close by and a primary school just over there. So one of my neighbours took a tumble on the steps down there a few months ago. And she bruised her face quite badly and hurt her wrist. So that means she would have put her hand out. And luckily there was no needle on the ground at that time, you know.
So what do you want to see done?
I'd like, I suppose, to see, first of all, the City Council to come out and, you know, make sure that this stuff is cleaned up, but also to support the kind of heroin users amongst our community. They're very vulnerable people, and they may need, you know, additional support in disposing of this kind of detritus, you know, so...
Because we can see here, obviously, in this area, there isn't a spike box, which you'd have in many European cities.
I've never seen a spike box up here. I do know...
A spike box would be a fixed box where you can dispose of your dirty needles and it's cleaned regularly and emptied regularly.
Yeah, and, you know, I'd welcome one of them up here.
And then we come to the whole argument about an injecting centre. A lot of focus on Dublin, but very little talk of one in Cork.
So, like, Cork has a significant heroin problem, and it just seems to be the powers that be don't want to acknowledge it, you know. Yeah, and there's one of the wrappings now from the metal spoons along with a citrus wrap and a pile of leaves that could contain anything else.
Yeah, and we're not going to go rooting in it, because the problem is where the litter was when you reported it, where the needles were, leaves now have accumulated. So it's hard now to extract the needles, if you like, from the general rubbish.
That's exactly it, yeah, which makes it a very, very dangerous hidden hazard.
So you can hear there, Brian, the potential for a significant health risk. You got a response from the City Council, which you'll tell us about in a while. But that resident isn't the only one asking for an injecting centre, is he?
He isn't. And as we know, Dublin is where the focus has been for the past few years with the Merchants Quay proposed centre. It had run into several obstacles before it got temporary planning at the end of December. So that's going to open for 18 months. It's going to be reviewed. There will be limits around what times it can open and so on to coincide with school times or to avoid school times, for example. So in Cork then, along with residents, there have been some people calling for a very similar centre to be based Leaside also. Perhaps, though, a mobile injecting centre would work better and would have less obstacles. So I met with Dr. John Sheen. He's a GP in the Blackpool area of Cork in the north side of the city. He's also a Fianna Fáil councillor for the area. He's fully supportive of an injecting centre in Cork City, similar to what's been planned in Dublin. Now, I asked John Sheen first what the scale of the heroin problem in Cork was at present.
We've seen a slow increase, particularly in IV heroin abuse. And unfortunately, for about 20% of those IV drug abusers, they're very chaotic. They're the ones who are down the lanes, the stairwells. They're the ones who are discarding the needles in the playgrounds, which causes an awful lot of distress for families, for children and the general public.
So what needs to be done?
Well, I would certainly support an injecting facility for Cork. And I think the HSE, Cork City Council and the Gardaí also are supportive of this. All the evidence shows that they're safer for the drug users. They reduce the risk of infection. They reduce the risk of discarded needles around the community. And also it provides an access pathway into support services such as counselling and drug addiction services. People who are IV drug abusers, they have a problem. It's a health problem and it significantly increases their risk of dying. And if we can do some intervention that reduces that, then I fully support it.
And just on the discarded needles for a moment, I mean, there is a significant health risk, isn't there, if you come along and pick one up by accident?
There is, and it really is obviously very distressing for anyone who encounters that. You know, I'd encourage anyone to get tested if that does happen. The only consolation I would give is that there is no evidence and no recorded case of someone picking up HIV or hepatitis from a discarded needle on the street, but they would still need to be tested, and that causes huge anxiety and stress for someone.
And then the idea of a mobile injecting centre, which is being proposed, do you think the numbers are there to sustain it?
Well, Cork has a relatively small injecting population compared to Dublin, but certainly for those individuals who are injecting, I think it would provide an opportunity, a safe environment, needle exchange and access to services. So I think it would be a good idea. And we need to put the centre where the drug abuse is happening. There's no point in putting a centre miles away from service users. It just won't be used. So realistically, it probably needs to be relatively near an acute hospital, and it probably needs to be somewhere fairly central in the city.
So he's saying that the mobile injecting unit has to get around some of the planning obstacles, Brian, that it might encounter. So you got in touch with the HSE, and are they open to that?
Yes, I spoke with David Lane. He's a social inclusion specialist for Cork Kerry Community Healthcare. He's really been at the front line of battling drug and alcohol addiction issues in the region for about 20 years. So I asked him if we're likely to see a supervised injecting unit or centre in Cork sometime soon. This is some of what he had to say.
We've been calling for a facility like this for a number of years, Brian. It was important that Dublin would establish a facility like that first. But we are in a position now where we are kind of looking at alternatives as well, certainly in terms of developing maybe a mobile unit first, which would be cheaper to run and would have fewer challenges in terms of problems associated with applications for planning permission for a fixed site, and objections that may come around a fixed site.
So when can we expect to see this mobile unit up and running?
Obviously, it requires funding. I mean, I can't put a date in it, but I mean, I'd be ambitious that we could look at doing something like that this year.
And for communities, David, who are seeing drug use paraphernalia discarded, do we have enough, for example, spike boxes where people can discard their needles like you would have in many European cities? Is the needle exchange program widespread enough in Cork?
We would be lost without our community pharmacies. Would I like more of the community pharmacies to come on board? Absolutely, I would. We have two full-time needle exchange support workers operating across the city as well. They've been hugely helpful in terms of dealing with some of the challenges the community face around drug litter.
And just the last thing, David, in terms of that injecting population in Cork, can you put a figure on it?
We'd have a couple of hundred people who would need and who do engage regularly with our community pharmacies in terms of needle exchange in the city. But look, I mean, this is about saving lives, Brian, as much as it is about sort of dealing with drug litter or some of the challenges that local communities face. We have people who have died as a result of overdose in our city, and those deaths could have been prevented if we had a facility like that. And that's, you know, that's the principle. That's the first, that's the first target for us in terms of saving lives.
So, Brian, you got on to the City Council because the resident we heard from at the outset wanted more done just to get the needles off the streets.
Yes, and one of the criticisms he had was that when he reported the needles, he felt it took a bit of time for there to be follow-up action. Cork City Council have a free phone number. It brings callers to a customer service unit. They tell me these calls are responded to, and the provision of needle boxes, which I'd asked him about, that's a matter for the HSE. But as we heard, the HSE has a number of needle exchange support workers in the city, and there are some disposal bins in the city also.
Brian, thank you very much. Now, the CEO of Concern, David Regan, was in Turkey and Syria in the aftermath of those earthquakes that have so far killed 42,000 people. He'll be bringing us his eyewitness account after this break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.